So our scripture for this morning comes to us from Romans chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. Hear these words of the Lord. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us. Because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person someone might actually dare to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we still were sinners, Christ died for us. Much more surely then, now that we have been justified by his blood, will we be saved through him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more surely, having been reconciled, will we be saved by his life. But more than that, we even boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. This is the word of the Lord. The question is, do you believe it? I mean, today we're talking about the creed. And I don't know about you, I've been preaching on the creed for all of these weeks and getting kind of sick of it. But every time I study for another part of the creed, I'm reminded of something that is so central to who we are. Today we will say that I believe in the forgiveness of sins. I believe in the forgiveness of sins. But do you know what? So much of the counseling I do and so much of the work I do is people dealing with their guilt. People dealing with, oh, I don't do this right, or I don't do that right, or I don't live up to this, or I don't live up to that. And I'm going, well, then obviously you don't believe in the forgiveness of sins. This is one of those things that flow off of our mouths so quickly, but are practiced not very well. So we have this board up here, and on this board, I am going to write the sins of your life. Spit them out. Pride. You thought I was kidding. What else? Selfishness. What else? Greed. I heard one over here. Impatience. What else? Unforgiveness. Ooh, yeah, Jesus said something about how can the Father forgive you if you can't forgive someone else? Kind of crucial. What else? What do you think? Do you have something? A what? I missed that one. Lust? Lust! You're right. I don't know if that's what he said, but we'll put it up there. What else? I'm sorry? Gluttony. Gluttony. Can't spell gluttony, but I can spell fat. But you know what? We think gluttony, we think food, don't we? But what about the 9,000 televisions, 5 computers, 4 cars, swimming pool, air conditioning, in my case, 4 air conditioning units? Do I need to go on? We might be thin in body, but we are gluttonous in greed and gluttonous in lifestyle. Anything else? Envy. Well, we'll stop there unless someone really's got a juicy one they want to share with us. From your... Just kidding. Oh, Norm raises his hands. Self-sufficient. All right, now here's what we do with this. We take these and we say, I believe in Jesus and I want to follow Jesus and I know that these things aren't good. Oh God, please forgive me for being fat. Oh God, please forgive me for my greed. Oh God, please forgive me. And then we say, okay, I am not going to do this anymore. I'm really going to work hard at not eating so much, and I'm going to give like 15% to the church. Great idea. I'm going to really, really work hard to forgive that jerk of a boss. I mean, that boss of mine. Oh God, forgive. And then what happens? The week goes on, and the sin comes back. And then what do? We beat ourselves up, don't we? Oh, man, I am no good. I'm just no good. I am just not a good Christian. I just am not a good Christian. I cannot not eat Big Macs. And because I cannot eat Big Macs, I am just not a good Christian. And people will come to me and they'll say, you know, I'm just not a good Christian. And I go, I know how you feel. Oh, no, Pastor, you're a wonderful Christian. You're a wonderful blah, 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 blah. I'm going, man, you haven't even touched half of mine up here. And so it's this on and off. We try to get rid of it, and then we bring it back. We try to get rid of it, and we bring it back. See, the problem is, this isn't how forgiveness works. We need a miracle cleaner. What does it say on there?
Miracle cleaner.
Miracle cleaner. And that miracle cleaner goes on there, and it cleans it right up. Now, the question is, do you believe in miracle cleaner? I could sell vacuums, too. Do you believe in miracle cleaner? Do you believe that when Jesus says you are forgiven, that you are forgiven? That's the first thing we have to do. We have to accept that we are forgiven. This text really touches on three things. The first thing is it talks about justification. Big word. What does that mean? It means I'm forgiven once and for all, and there's nothing I can do, nothing I can do to separate me from the love of Jesus Christ. This is that promise that says, your sins are forgiven, so don't worry about it. We know what the end story will hold for us. In our tradition, we say, no one can say, Lord, Lord, without the Spirit. So we believe that our faith in Jesus Christ is because God has led us to our knees, has led us to that breaking point where we say, not by me, but by you. And we are forgiven once and for all. I know without a question of a doubt that my salvation is in the hands of Jesus Christ and I'm going to heaven. And there is nothing I can do to lose that. I believe that with all of my heart. So now what? Can I just do whatever I want? That was a question. Can I do whatever I want? No, of course not. But that's not my pressure either. See, there's this thing called sanctification, another very big word that means nothing to most of you. And what that means is that God is working in us and through us to help us become all that He wants us to be. So the Spirit is coming to me and saying, dude, you're fat. But I am going to help you with this. I am going to lead you to where you need to go. And when I blow it, I don't sit here and wallow in my self-pity because I'm not good enough. I'm a child of God, for Pete's sake. I get myself up, the Spirit dusts me off, and we move forward. And as long as I'm the one who is trying to erase this, nothing's going to happen. But as long as I let God do it, it's guaranteed. You see, what we're talking about is our relationship with God. Justification, Jesus' death, resurrection, that brought us into relationship with Jesus, right? And now what we're talking about is how we go about that relationship. I mean, think about your marriage. Think about your friendship at school. Think about someone who you're friends with. If you're friends with somebody and you don't talk to them, Not much of a friendship, right? If you're friends with somebody and every time you see them, you make fun of them, or you laugh at them, or you hurt their feelings, what kind of a relationship is that? I mean, they might be friends, but there's going to be a lot of tension in that friendship, right? There's going to be a lot of pain. I can always tell when something happened at the lunch table, when my girls get off the bus. I can see it in their face. And so when we talk about sin after justification, we're talking about the relationship. Why do I long to walk the path God wants me to walk? Because when I do, my relationship with Him is sound. When I don't, does that mean God's gone? No, it doesn't. When people say God feels far away from me, or God was far away, God's right there. God said, I will never leave you or forsake you. You're just too ignorant and too ignoring Him. He is right there wanting to be in relationship. That's where this ongoing forgiveness goes. You know what? I was addicted and still am to nicotine for 20 years. Some of you came in my office and I was chewing tobacco. Didn't even know it, did you? Do you know how many times I've started and stopped? Do you know how many times I've wrestled with that addiction? But you know what? It's not the addiction that bothered me. It was the lying that went along with it. The only thing I ever lied to my wife about was nicotine. The only thing. And I tell her, it's the only thing you can't trust me on. For 20 years, I went, I stumbled, I fell. I went, I stumbled, I fell. And for a long time, I was going to take care of it. The last 2 years, I've been free because I realize it's not about me. It's about trusting God to lead me. Now, I don't want you to think that I'm saying if you have an addiction, just love Jesus and it's all going to go away. That's not the case. But I had to let go. It didn't make me a bad person. It didn't mean I was going to be going to hell. But it was a thing that was keeping me from a relationship with Jesus Christ. I am justified by the blood of Jesus Christ, and my sins have been wiped away. And the reality is, the sins that I commit, you know what? They're not written in permanent ink. They're written in a dry erase marker so that Jesus can continually take that sin from my life as I become more and more in His image. And it doesn't matter if my life is collapsing or if my life is wonderful. I know of my salvation that is coming, and in that I have hope. And I know that I am forgiven because I believe in the forgiveness of sins. So I know that sin is evil's way to slow me down, and sin is but a gnat in God's face. And the more that I free myself to allow God to lead me and depend less on me, the selfishness that Norm talked about. So this morning I ask you, you say you believe in the forgiveness of sins, do you? Or are you carrying that guilt with you? Are you carrying that burden with you? Are you going into church going, I know I need to be here, but oh man, I'm afraid the walls are going to cave in on top of me. Are you trying to make your life perfect because that's what you think you need to do? Or do you stand here and say, not me, but the grace of Jesus. I believe in the forgiveness of sins. I'm a child of God. And I have the hope and the certainty that I will be the one He's called me to be. Pray with me, please. Gracious God, forgive us when we sell you short. Forgive us when we feel the need to carry our burden of sin. We do believe in the forgiveness of sins. We do believe that we have been saved once and for all through your love and your grace, and we thank you for that. Now help us, Lord. Help us with all of those things that go on the board to not write them in permanent marker, but to allow you to strip them from our lives and to help us recognize that it is not by my will, but by yours. This is not about me being saved. This is about me being in intimate relationship with you. And even that is in your hands. So, gracious God, at this very moment, you know the hearts of the people in this room. And I got to tell you, that's a little scary. Because you know my heart. And you know the sin that I cling to. You know the sin that I ignore. And you know the sin that I know nothing about. And I ask that through your Spirit, Lord, you wipe me clean. Not for me, but for our relationship. Not that I may be a super Christian, but that you may be glorified. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
This time, closing prayer, right? This time I invite you to stand and join with me in the closing prayer as it is found on the screen, and then we will do our closing hymn. Beloved of God, how shall we show our thankfulness to God for His forgiveness?
By living in wholehearted joy in God through Christ.
How shall we demonstrate God's love to others?
By extending the hand of forgiveness, unconditionally and with great mercy.
And how will this be possible?
By calling on the strength of God and the love of Jesus to work through us.
Beloved, forgiven of God, go in peace.